It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Black athletes like LeBron James spoke out on social media after the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend and President Trump's refusal to isolate white nationalist demonstrators. Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, says black athletes tend to shoulder the burden of standing up against racism and that it's time for white athletes to join them.
I think what we need to see in the 21st century, and I have to be clear, you're seeing this far more with women athletes in the WNBA than you're seeing this with men athletes, is black and white athletes together saying there is a problem when it comes to racism, there is a problem when it comes to police violence, and we want to use our hyper-exalted, brought to you by Nike platforms, to say something about it.
You mentioned a couple of athletes in a recent article, including Sean Doolittle, who went to the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. He's a closer for my Washington Nationals. What has Sean Doolittle been saying, and why does that matter?
He is saying quite explicitly that Nazis have no place in American life, which tragically now puts you at odds with the president of the United States, which therefore almost by definition makes it a rebellious statement. And he's also saying that black and white athletes need to step up and say that this is no longer acceptable. And he calls out toxic whiteness by its name. And so this is a which side are you on question. It's not white versus black. It's justice versus injustice. It's Nazi versus anti-Nazi. That's the message that Sean has been pushing. And again, I have to say there's something inherently rebellious about statements that even a week ago would have seen very milquetoast. Because a week ago, maybe we would have said, oh, you're anti-Nazis? Oh, that's great. Are you anti-cockroaches too? I mean, it doesn't seem like the most controversial thing to say. But when you are saying these things in the face of an online army of people you know are going to harass you, and in the face of a president who seems to be giving them support, then it becomes a situation far more polarizing and far more courageous. It's always easier to say nothing. These athletes are choosing a different path.
So, Dave, beyond sharing the burden of speaking out at a time of crisis, what would be the broader impact, in your view, if more white athletes join the fray here?
Well, that's a terrific question. I had this exact discussion with Michael Bennett, and in addition to it lessening that burden on the black athlete to always have to carry that upon their shoulders, there is also the issue of how we are going to spread these conversations among sports fans, more specifically white sports fans. And to have white athletes speak out against racism, what it does is it opens up new avenues for conversations in new places that would otherwise not exist. I mean, can you imagine for a second what would happen? Not that this athlete would ever do that, but can you imagine if Tom Brady filmed a YouTube video of him burning a swastika? And the conversation that would provoke. It would be a very different kind of discussion than if Michael Bennett did something similar.
I imagine, Dave Zirin, that a lot of the men carrying torches in Charlottesville on Friday night and chanting anti-Jewish slogans are probably huge sports fans. What do you think would go on in their minds if some of their favorite white athletes told them to get lost?
I think it would make them feel more isolated, which I believe is the only way they're ever going to be defeated. I think we do it by them feeling that there is no oxygen for their hate. And sports is a huge source of cultural oxygen in this country. And for them to see their heroes tell them to go to hell would have, I think, a tremendous effect on their own confidence, which right now, thanks to the White House, is at an all-time high. They need to be demoralized, and white athletes play a critical role in making that happen.
Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine. He's host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, thanks as always.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.